listening to Josh Cohen and the home team. It's a Twin Peaks Tuesday. Twin Peaks, the ultimate sports lodge for eats, drinks, and scenic views. This is ESPN 106.3.
As we head into the cocktail hour on Super Tuesday. That's right. The original, the real Super Tuesday. A Twin Peaks Tuesday. Eats, drinks, scenic views, 29-degree beer, your UFC fight headquarters with never a cover. That's Twin Peaks. By the way, cocktail hour. Dean Thomas, if you wouldn't mind, by all means, you have the honors. What did Frank Sinatra say?
It's the cocktail hour. I can't wait to hear C-Cat rap.
Mm-mm. Freestyle.
I'm going to melt your face off, Dean.
You're going to what?
I'm going to melt his face off with my words.
Right. Because Lord knows you killed it moments ago by rhyming nothing with apple. And by the way, apple was your word too, by the way.
You said yeah. Apple.
He said, I don't care if it's apple. I don't care if it's banana. And then I said, okay, start with apple. He's like,
Dean.
Dean Thomas. And I was like, he's going to say Snapple. He's going to say Snapple. Any second. And sure enough, you did. We get into the cocktail hour right here, right now, like Jesus Jones sang once upon a time. And Dean Thomas may need to ice up. Lord knows. He may take a beating. Who knows? Stranger things have happened than C-Cat winning a freestyle rap battle against Dean Thomas where they don't know the word until I give them the word and they've got to spit immediately. So that's where Ice Bod comes in. Again, there's a difference between having a nice bod, me, and an ice bod like Dean. We just remove that first letter and off we go.
I like how you said taking a beating, because I'll be taking a beating, but I got to show up and I can do that because I get recovered. And you know what helps you get recovered? Ice Bod Active. It's wearable cryotherapy. Put it on and go. It's the first of its kind. See, it's these form-fitting compression shorts and pants, and you stick the ice cold gel packs in it and you recover. Instantly recover. It's awesome. It's amazing. It's easy. You just put it on and go. I'm telling you, it's the best way to recover. Use the coupon code ESPN1063. Get 20% off on your first purchase. Go to icebodactive.com. That's icebod, I-C-E-B-O-D, active.com. I do it. I trust it. And I'm telling you, do it too.
And if you want to see photos of me, go to nicebod.com.
Yeah.
Don't say dad bod. I don't got a dad. Patrick Mahomes has a dad bod. We saw it 2 weeks ago on Sunday.
I didn't know he had a dad bod like that.
He got a bad dad bod. I think if I took my shirt off these days, you guys would be surprised. I think you'd be like, oh, I didn't realize. Because Mahomes literally is a dad, and he's got the bod to show it. I got no kids, and I got the body of easily a 12-year-old boy. Right, Dean?
Isn't that what that's what saying? I always thought you looked like a little boy. You look
a
like
fit 12-year-old boy.
You look like... Like you, like on the Bad News Bears. Remember the Kelly, what was his name?
Kelly.
Yeah.
The bad kid that smoked cigarettes?
Yeah, that was you in when you was at that age. No. That's you now, actually.
That's not true. So last night was UFC announcer night at the opening night of the NFL. Vegas is a city of a lot of things, but I think people now identify Vegas with UFC and UFC with Vegas. Interesting that they could have used whoever to be like, ladies and gentlemen, this is Super Bowl opening night. Instead of using just anybody, and it could have been someone from music, entertainment, it could have been Wayne Newton, it could have been an Elvis impersonator, it could have even been, you know, Michael Buffer with Let's Get Ready to Rumble or Fumble or some football, you know, spinoff. How did they begin the night for the entire stadium and for not just those in attendance, but fans around the world? Bruce Buffer, the man who punked Dean Thomas a week and a half ago, He was brought in, which I thought is fascinating because what it really says is he and UFC are Vegas, and Vegas is as much he and UFC. It's a fascinating juxtaposition, Dean Thomas.
I would have been offended if they did not use him. I mean, how could you be in Vegas and not use him? I mean, to me, it makes perfect sense, and I'm so glad he got that love. Even though he punked me last week, I'm still rooting for him. I'm so glad he got that love, but I'm telling you now, though, if he punked me again, man, you ain't never going to hear him on the mic again.
Understood. So let's take a listen to what it sounded like last night as Bruce Buffer went all in. And keep in mind, a lot of the people in the stands, they don't really know who he is, and they don't necessarily watch UFC. These are football fans or, you know, people that have assembled to be a part of this event. So he's going all in like he always does. but it's not a UFC crowd.
And they probably didn't get it, huh?
No, some did. They figured it out. Take a listen.
NFL fans, we are live from the Legion Stadium in Las Vegas for Super Bowl 58. Is the moment you've all been waiting for. It's time!
Oh, man.
Welcome, the AFC champions! Be led up to the field in Vegas style by the cast of the Beatles Love, by Cirque du Soleil.
Cirque du Soleil.
America's Got Talent, live at Drumline, hailing for the home of Peace Kingdom, Kansas City, Missouri, with a regular season record of 11 wins and 6 losses, led by Coach Andy Reid, presenting the reigning,
God, I feel bad for him,
defending, undisputed Super Bowl champion, the Kansas City Chiefs.
And they're getting booed too.
I know.
Dean Thomas, yeah, your boy went all
he
in.
He went Tina all said in. He killed it.
I thought he was fantastic. Tina said you felt bad for him because he had to do so much.
Yeah, yes, because that was so long. Is that like the longest intro he's ever had to do? Like, I feel bad for his like vocal cords.
So my question is, Dean, how much did Buff make for doing that last night? $50,000, $100,000? What did the NFL pay him, do you think, to do that?
Oh, man, I don't know. I would...
No, I less than just, 50.
You, yeah, I mean, I would have said 20, but I mean, if you say 50 or 100.
I feel like 50.
So they go, listen, we know you're a 65-year-old man. How old is he? He's like 60-something,
yeah, he's
right?
In his 60s, yeah.
Yeah, we know you're a little screamy, but come on in here. It's 2 minutes and 10 seconds worth of work, and we'll give you...
He's 66.
He's 66, and we're going to give you $50,000. That's $50,000 you can't turn down, right? And it's the NFL, right?
I'd have been... You know what the thing is, man? He would have did that for less, you know what I'm saying? Because he just loves what he's doing. Like, if you know, when you're in a hotel with him, you know he's in a hotel with you because you can hear him doing cameos from the hallway.
How about the famous cameo he did where he was like, this cameo is for Kaylee. Kaylee, Tom says, it's time for you to see other people. Greatest cameo in the history of cameo.
So
greatest cameo.
Is there a little bit of, I don't know, competitiveness between him and his brother? Because Michael Buffer did like the kickoff for the Super Bowl a couple of years ago, didn't he? Was the Rams-Bengals game where he was on the sideline and did the Let's Get Ready to Rumble thing?
Probably. And I bet there is, because remember, Bruce Buffer didn't know that Michael was his brother. The father had two separate families going on. Mm-hmm. And I know on UFC Fight Pass, they did one of those, what's it called, Dean? Story?
Folklore. Yeah.
And Buffer was featured where he was explaining, he was watching TV and he saw this man and he heard his name and it was like, wait a second, and researched it and found out that they're actually, what are the odds that the, you know, one of the two most famous boxing announcers and the most famous MMA announcer happened to be estranged half brothers that had no idea the other existed.
But Bruce can't be jealous because he manages Michael Buffer.
Is that right?
Okay. Yeah, so he manages his brother. So
he's trying to get that fossil work.
Yeah, he get paid regardless.
So the next time the NFL comes calling, it's going straight to me.
Yeah,
that's what he was thinking too. We saw that check.
Yeah. I mean, that's what it was. They probably was looking for Mike, but he was like, yeah, he's busy. I want that.
Well, no, because Michael Buffer is no longer Vegas. Boxing really,
right.
UFC is Vegas. Vegas is UFC. And Bruce Buffer is the voice, the introduction of the UFC. It's a no-brainer. But what I'm saying is, it says a lot about the legitimacy of the UFC. Because where they're at now, keep in mind, kids, you know, The UFC in Vegas have such a lame origin and beginning. Dean Thomas was the first UFC fighter to win a fight in Las Vegas.
He's right about that.
And you remember that till Dana reminded you after UFC 250 or something.
Yeah. I mean, it's like one of them things where you just don't realize that was the first time UFC was ever in Vegas, and I was the first fighter of the night.
So Dean is a trivia question answer. Who was the first fighter to win a UFC fight in Las Vegas? And as I told Dean when he notified me of this, that's quite an honor, but it's also quite an insult because it means you were leading off the card and you sucked.
But I was so happy. Trust me, when you the first fighter of the night, get it over with. Let's have him get this. And plus, ain't nobody in the arena neither, so right? It's like you ain't got to worry about like the crowd.
No one's there yet.
Yeah.
Get it over with. When Buffer would introduce you, would you get all in his face or have him get in your face like they do these days or no?
No, he didn't used to do that, but he did used to say from Port St. Lucie.
From Port St. Lucie?
Yeah, he'd always say from Port St. Lucie, Florida.
L-U-C-I-E?
Yeah, L-U-C-H.
But what I'm saying is it's spelled L-U-C-I-E.
I know, but for whatever reason, he would pronounce it Lucci. Port
and you never
Lucci.
Corrected him.
Nah. You know what I'm saying? I was scared of him back then, too.
In the moment?
He knows that. That's why he dominates you now.
Yeah.
That's true.
For those that don't know, Dean had an issue, or better yet, Bruce Buffer had an issue with Dean a week ago. It was last weekend, right? It was not but the weekend prior.
Right.
In Vegas to work the UFC fight card. And Buffer is hitting you up saying, are you coming? Like for the car ride.
Yeah.
And you thought you were 5 minutes early, but he'd been standing there waiting.
He was standing there waiting. I walked downstairs, man, and I see him at the door. He got his little suit on, a black little peacoat on, a scarf.
Arms crossed.
And he's like, Dean, let's go.
Tapping his toe.
Talking about, get in on the other side.
He got in the car and then had you get on the... He didn't scooch down.
No, he didn't.
He said, around.
He said, get in on that side. I was like, golly.
You go around.
And then didn't talk to you the whole car ride.
And then talked to me. And all he said was, yeah, you can get the cologne on Amazon.
Yeah, he has a cologne. and Dean said, I really like your cologne. Your cologne smells great. Thank you for the sample. And then Buffer said, without even looking at you, go on Amazon, buy it.
Yeah. He's like, if you hurry up, I think there's a discount on it right now.
So he's so up. Over you.
I know.
Yeah. I hear from mutual friends of ours that Buff is a great guy and that he's a fun guy. And in the airport, he'll oftentimes, at the gate, waiting to board, he just drops to the floor and starts doing push-ups.
I don't doubt it. I mean, he's very like...
He's fit.
He's fit, but he don't really care about nothing. Like, and he'll fight you, too. Like, that's why I was a little nervous, because... He almost got in a fight with Frank Trigg. Well, I think he got in a fight with Frank Trigg.
In the elevator.
That's what that folklore was about.
Right.
Frank Trigg was he fought for the UFC welterweight title at one time.
Don't mess with the Buff.
And Buff got in a fight with him, fist fight with him. I'm like, man, I don't know if I want to mess with this dude. He's 66, but you know what I'm saying? He's still throwing them things.
Fair enough.
So last night, Buffer was a great way to opening night. And by the way, this event now is, you buy tickets, fans can attend. Last night, it was actually held in the stadium. That's not happened before. So fascinating that this was, for some folks, like a chance to be in the setting and get those selfies, knowing there's no way they'd have a ticket on Sunday to come to the game. But last night, we met an 11-year-old reporter. And normally, you get a little kid reporter, and they go, like Tina. They ask questions like Tina.
Yeah.
What's your favorite color?
Do you have any pets?
Yeah.
What's
their name? This 11-year-old reporter named Jeremiah Fennell. And he, because of medical issues, is not able to play sports, but he's a really smart kid, and he wants to be a reporter, wants to be an on-air sports reporter. I think he's pretty good at his job. Take a listen to this kid, because he's with Michael Robinson on NFL Network before he starts interviewing players, and here's what the kid said.
Well, I started to do this at the age of 7 years old because I wasn't able to play sports due to some medical issues, but I still like the sports environment, so I decided to hone my craft in journalism at the age of 7, and I started my YouTube channel. And yes, I do think that I can keep this as a career because I do still love the sport and I do know a lot about it, so I think that interviewing people could be a long career for me.
Oh my goodness, that was amazing. MJD, you in trouble, bro. I got one more question for you. Okay, the Chiefs are about to come out. Okay, who are you most excited to ask a question to?
I mean, I'm honestly excited to interview everybody. I mean, they've proved that they are the top teams in the league, so it's really just great to be able to talk to everybody.
What a great answer. Diplomatic. He didn't say, Travis Kelce, my favorite player. He didn't say, Rasheed Rice, because he's fast, and I like fast, and I got new sneakers, and now I run fast. He didn't sound like a 12-year-old. Well,
no,
good news.
Man,
he's 11. He's 11.
I can't wait for like in 10 years just to see him on TV and just be like, he's going to be phenomenal.
All right, Tina, let's pretend that you're there with NFL Network and they're going to have you interview. And I'll be Michael Robinson. I'll say, Tina, who are you most looking forward to interviewing and why?
Taylor Swift, because I just want to know like how her life's
been. She's not here.
Her boyfriend.
Then no one, I guess. That's it.
Right. So there's a difference between Tina, yeah, who does this for a living, and an 11-year-old boy with medical issues.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I'm actually embarrassed for me because I'm like, man,
he sounds so professional.
I know.
How do you think I feel? How do you think I feel? I love that in his answer he said, you know, he was so respectful and he was talking about, you know, the best teams and they earned this right and deserve this. And I was like, what a great, if he doesn't do this, politics is probably in the cards for Jeremiah Fennell. Here is Jeremiah with George Kittle, the aforementioned George Kittle, that David Carr is afraid if Taylor Swift sees him, she may leave Travis Kelce. I'm not too worried about that, but George Kittle's a good interview, and he's a lot of fun. They had the kid interview these players on the podium, but interrupt the questions coming from other reporters. In other words, they had an express lane. This kid was not the least bit intimidated or nervous. Listen to him with George Kittle.
You and Travis are two of the best tight ends in the league right now, so I want to see how you think you stack up against him off the field. So I'm going to be listing some random topics, and you're going to be telling me who gets the point, you or Travis.
Okay, I like it.
Who has a better beard?
Ooh, me, because it's red. It's gingery.
Who has the better sense of humor?
He's pretty good.
Okay, tied 1-1. Who has the better swag?
He's good. I'm pretty unique. I'm basically wrestling in shoes. He does a lot.
Who can throw the best party?
I throw Kittle Fest every year, so I'm going to take myself on that one.
Who would win in a 40-yard dash?
Me.
That was Tina giggling, by the way. Yeah. That wasn't even Jeremiah. That's Tina. Your giggle's the same. Yeah. If we had Tina walk in there and interrupt, and they're like, Tina, ask questions, this or that, versus he versus Travis Kelce, Tina would go, dogs or cats?
Oh, you just read my mind. That would be my first question.
Yep. And then she would go, tacos or pizza?
Yep.
And then she would go, tequila or yuck?
Yeah.
His
How
giggle.
Fun was that?
Yeah, he's fantastic. But he had one last question for Kittle, and he did go into the Taylor Swift area. Mm. This was a little bit dicey. This was maybe the most risque question that he did ask, all things considered. Take a listen.
Finally, my last question.
Yep.
Sunday, February 11th, 2024, right here in Allegiant Stadium, 65,000 roaring fans in attendance and tens of millions of fans watching at home.
Yeah.
Whose significant other is going to get more attention during the game than the actual player?
Ooh. Ha, that's funny. I think the obvious answer is to probably go with Travis, but, you know, it's going to be on everybody. And I think one thing Travis said up on the stage, which was great, is, hey, good thing it's a team sport.
All right, thank you so much for your time.
That was great, man.
Thank you.
Fantastic.
Good to meet you again.
You can keep the hat if you want it.
You can keep the hat if you want it. So the kid walked up, right? And the kid's got a big old peanut head, Dean, like a peanut turned sideways.
Yeah.
And he's adorable, but he's got a big head. And George Kittle gave him a hat. Super Bowl, you know, media night opener. And so he put the hat on the kid's head and did the interview wearing the hat. And then the kid's leaving with the hat, not giving it back. And that's when Kittle goes, you can keep the hat if you want to. Like, you're leaving with it anyway. You can keep that.
By the way, my man,
just so everyone knows, Jeremiah was not reading. He didn't have a piece of paper in front of him. That whole spiel that he gave and all the things that he cited, 65,000 roaring fans, Allegiant Stadium, he was doing that from memory. He was just saying that to him.
That's incredible.
I got to figure out, where does he live? I got to figure out how to sabotage his career. I can't
God.
No, I'm just saying, I can't have him showing me up like this. I got to sabotage his career. I'm going to get him drunk.
Smart kid. And by the way, good reporter. Like, good reporter. Good questions. Good response and questions. Like, the kid is, you know, he's 11 years old. And he's just so good at this. Good for him. And I'm sure with his medical issue that he's not had an easy go of it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, man. I mean, the fact that he said he honed his craft.
At seven, he figured it out.
Could you imagine like being 7 years old? Like, you know what, man? Since I can't play sports, what can I do?
Yeah. Age of seven, Tina was learning how to get potty trained. Yeah.
I want to be like the tooth fairy or something. I didn't know what I wanted to do.
I want to be the tooth fairy.
I don't know. That's the first thing that popped in my head. But
meanwhile, this kid got a chance to talk to Travis Kelce, the other side of the tight end battle that he brought up. Take a listen to Jeremiah with Travis Kelce.
You're like the life of the party. You seem like you would be the type of person to enjoy my city. So my final question to you is, what are some of the funnest things you've done in Vegas so far?
Some of the funnest things I've done. Last year, we celebrated the Super Bowl win by going to the win and going to Club Access. You can't go to that yet, but maybe one day. But yeah, it's a lot of fun, but I don't think anything will be more special if I find a way to win this one. It'll be the most special one yet.
Thank you so much for your time.
What an inappropriate answer right. to an 11-year-old boy.
He could have said anything else.
He could have said anything else. He goes, we went to the club where there's lots of prostitutes and they sell drugs in the bathroom.
You can't get in there yet.
And in the bathroom, people are having sex and doing drugs. You can't get in there yet, but not yet. But give it 10 years. You'll be in there.
See, that's why I like George Kittle better. You know, at least he was appropriate.
Yes. Yeah.
Poor.
He could have literally said anything else.
Poor Travis Kelce, who realized halfway through the answer that I'm talking to an 11-year-old. This is the wrong answer.
And also, you got to correct him next time. The funnest is not a word. So just, Jeremiah, just a word of advice.
Oh, did he say funnest?
Yeah. He did say
funnest. So I ain't got nothing to worry about then. We in the same boat.
but he did say that he flew in. So he's got that advantage over Pat Mahomes Sr.
Yeah.
He didn't flude. Here's Kelce answering a question. I want you to listen close to this because I think there's something to this answer that's more telling than what Travis Kelce actually said. This is the last question. Travis Kelce being asked by 11-year-old reporter Jeremiah Fennell, who, by the way, may have broken the story. Listen.
I love coming into the building and playing this game more than anybody, man. And I know I'm going to miss it when it's over with. So I can't put a time stamp on it, but I know that I'm going to enjoy every single bit of this one.
I'm going to enjoy every single bit of this one. Does it sound to you, the question was about retirement, and Jeremiah said, your brother announces retirement, and that's so great because he did it on his own free will and not injury, and then what about, have you thought about yours? And then, you know, Kelce says, well, first of all, my brother isn't, you know, totally made up his mind, I don't believe on that. And then he started talking like this. Does it sound to you, like Travis Kelce, what he said and how he said it, that maybe, just maybe, he's going to really enjoy this one, meaning he's not expecting to get back because he already knows that this is his final game regardless. Tina, you get that feel?
I went in the beginning, yes, I did. But then he came back with, I'm not putting a timestamp on it.
No, that's to cover himself. He's
yes,
whipped.
I know. I feel like he like said too much. So he had to backtrack. Be like, I'm not going to put a timestamp on it. But hey, maybe it's just this year it's been so exciting for him because he's just been in the spotlight and he's in this, it looks like amazing relationship that he's just soaking in the moment right now. And this would like, you know, be a great way to end kind of his season.
But people don't live in the now. They don't live in the present unless they're meditating or they know it's their last one. It's like the song Live Like You Were Dying by Tim McGraw. You know, you got to live. People got to learn to live like they're dying, because when you realize that your time is coming to an end, you utilize it. You take advantage of it. You actually start to live and do those things you were afraid of. When you hear, and Dean, you heard what I heard, a guy who's kind of covering with, you know, not a time frame and stamp, and listen to it once more and tell me if you don't get the feeling, because when he says, I'm going to enjoy this one, you get the sense that he realizes there's not going to be another one regardless of what happens. Listen.
I love coming into the building and playing this game more than anybody, man. And I know I'm going to miss it when it's over with. So I can't put a time stamp on it, but I know that I'm going to enjoy every single bit of this one.
I'm going to enjoy every single bit of this one. See, Cat?
We've seen him deteriorate this season. You know, it's a lot easier to show up for one game like he did in the AFC Championship game. And he showed up and showed out.
And in Buffalo. He got it together in Buffalo.
For definitely. The last 2 week games that he's played has been good. But it's a long grind. And now with the celebrity relationship, it's hard to go back and do it all again, win or lose this game. It feels like curtains for Kelce after Sunday.
So this is one of those Jim Harbaugh situations. If they win it, he's leaving. If they lose it, the competitive thing, he may tell, you know, Mahomes may say, listen, we got to run this back. We got one more. You know, I called it when Gronk was retiring, because at media night, this opening night, he was acting up. If you remember, he was acting out. He was dancing like a fool, and he was doing the kinds of things in which we went on the air the next day, and I said, you only act that way with Belichick standing next to you if you know that you're leaving.
Right, yeah, because you ain't going to want to have to come back and face him.
Right, and the Patriot way isn't to carry on as he was. And I was like, he's retiring based solely on how he was behaving, or should I say misbehaving, acting up. You know, it's the old, you know, you're not my mother. You can't punish me.
Yeah, we'll Travis see what happens. He's done, man. Like, That's why I don't let my fighters have girlfriends. Because, you know what I'm saying? Once they get wrapped up like
don't
that, they get
blame
like
it on T-Swift.
I'm blaming it on T-Swift.
No.
Now, I make my fighters break up with their girlfriend. Could you imagine if you going out on tour, having all this good time, and then you got to compare it to football practice?
We've seen your fighters. They can't get girlfriends. You're about trying to make them.
That is true.
No, I'm just playing. So, Kelsey, is he done? Tina says no. Dean says yeah. C-Cat says yeah. I say yeah. I say particularly if they win the game, but I think based on his nonverbals in this conversation, he certainly looked like someone who knew something the kid didn't. That is you can change your mind, but his mind right now clearly indicates that this is going to be it for him. Again, subject to change, and I think maybe if they asked him after the fact, he may say, I knew before the game, and if he comes back, he may say, I changed my mind because actually I thought I was done. Turned out I wasn't, but we'll find out, won't we?
We will.
Speaking of finding out, when we come back, we will find out who is the supreme freestyle rap battler. Is it Dean Thomas or C-Cat? And will reveal his potential rap battle names. You'll get to hear Eli Manning diss Tom Brady. That's what spurred this whole thing, and we got that coming up next. First, though, a reminder. On Brain Matters Research, all kidding aside, if you are 50 and older, you should be having a memory screening every year with your physicals anyway. It's a quick little test. You know, it's a quick little test. And if you're not 50 yet, you have loved ones and family members who are. The reason you want to do, you know, Brain Matters Research, take them up on the offer for the free and quick little memory screening is because you might find out that you qualify, or they may, to participate in the study and to receive some treatments for dementia, and for Alzheimer's, with the leading form of dementia, because nowadays things can be done. You can save your independence, potentially. You know, you don't have to deteriorate in the fashion that we've witnessed ourselves, so many loved ones have to. You know, it's not a fun subject. That's why if you could avoid it or slow it, that's why you should choose to do that. But the only way you know is by beginning with a simple little memory test. And then possibly you'd have other stuff that you could participate with in which you'd be compensated for your time and your travel. Nothing will cost you a cent. They can't and won't, not able to sell you anything. Don't worry about that. They have offices on the Treasure Coast and in Palm Beach County. And they are tremendous people doing incredible work. You know, several members of this show have witnessed firsthand the devastating effects of dementia and Alzheimer's. And we do not want that for anybody else we love. We don't want that for ourselves. So you got to get ahead of it. Sometimes memory disease, you know, it's 10, 15 years ahead of where symptoms would occur. And it sounds wild, but the blood test might indicate as such. It's a simple little memory test. Go to memoryscreeningsflorida.com. Memoryscreeningsflorida.com. Brain Matters Research. Again, Palm Beach County, Treasure Coast. You want to participate because you want to make sure you keep your independence. You want to make sure you know who you are and they know who you are. Okay? memoryscreeningsflorida.com. When we come back, it is time, or as Bruce Buffer would say, Tina,
it's time!
Or he may actually say, it's rhyme! Because this guy's going to rhyme.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's rhyme. Yeah. Okay. It's the home team on ESPN 106.3.
Listening to Josh Cohen and the home team. It's a Twin Peaks Tuesday. Twin Peaks, the ultimate sports lodge for eats, drinks, and scenic views. This is ESPN 106.3.
It's time to play Explain the Rejoiner. C-Cat, you're on the clock.
Rest in peace, Toby Keith. This is How Do You Like Me Now?
How do you like me now? Now that I'm on my way. You used to act so crazy. Is that the lyric?
How you think, like think me I'm now? Crazy, I think. Standing here today?
Yeah.
Toby Keith passed away overnight.
So sad.
An icon, a legend in country music. I got to see him a couple times, as a matter of fact. Let's get back at the lecture at hand, as we say. We are moments away from the rap battle to determine who is the king of freestyle rap on this show. Something tells me that we're all going to wind up losing, but we'll find out together. Hard Rock Bet is legal in Florida. That's right. It's Florida's only sports book. It's the only place where you can legally bet on sports right from your phone, right from your computer. Hard Rock Bet. Sign up from the App Store, download it from Apple Store or from Google Play Store, or just go to hardrock.bet. Easy to sign up, fast deposits, super fast. I know that firsthand. Fast withdrawals, I found that out as well, knock on wood. PayPal, Venmo, credit cards, and more. Hundreds to thousands of propositions, particularly for, you know, that game this Sunday coming up. Parlays, live in-game betting across every sport. Betting football, basketball, baseball, hockey, soccer, golf, tennis, racing, fighting, UFC, everything. And you can bet anywhere within the state of Florida. Download the Hard Rock Bet app on your phone or your device, or, of course, you know, on your computer, hardrock.bet. The app is simple for first-time bettors. So simple for you to use. I recognize that immediately. But also has all the features and functionality that experienced players would expect. When you sign up, get this, a no-regret first bet up to $100. And what that means is that you can use your no-regret first bet on parlays, props, overs, unders, whatever, any game you choose. If your first bet that you make does not win, that means you get up to $100 back to try again. How great is that? The amount you bet, same amount you get back, paid as a bonus bet. So say you bet $100 tonight on the Las Vegas Golden Knights to end that win streak, which is like 15 straight of, I think it's Edmonton Oilers. Say you bet $100. If you don't win the bet, then you're going to get a free bet, a bonus bet back for $100, so you can try again at no risk to yourself. How great is that?
Awesome.
Hard Rock Bet. Offered by the Seminole Tribe of Florida. Must be 21 plus and physically present in Florida to wager. Terms and conditions apply. Concerned about gambling? Call 1-888-EDMIT-IT. As we fade away, the Toby Keith.
I appreciate that. Rejoin, C-Cat.
Yeah. Well, C-Cat spent significant time in Oklahoma.
Uh-huh. Exactly. He was the guy in that state, man.
So I remember going to the national championship at what is now Hard Rock Stadium, and it was Florida State and Oklahoma, and it was January 2nd or 3rd of 2001. And I remember watching the game right behind the Oklahoma bench, and there was this dude with blonde hair, and there was this dude who was huge, and it was Brian Bosworth. Dean, you remember what a legend he was?
Yeah, he was.
But standing next to him and bigger was Toby Keith.
He's bigger than Brian Bosworth?
He was bigger than Brian Bosworth.
No. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, my goodness.
CK, you ever get him on your radio show?
No.
I didn't think so.
Never got him.
Yeah, I didn't think so. All right. So we have a little bit of a rap battle brewing, and here's why. Eli Manning was spitting rhymes at Super Hot Fire, who is a freestyle rap battleist. And take a listen to Eli spitting fire in the face of one Super Fire. Listen.
Oh, are you ready? Are you ready?
Go ahead, Ephesians.
I'm Eli Manning. I'm nice. Tom Brady's the GOAT. Sight, I beat him twice.
Oh,
call me back.
Oh my goodness. Oh my goodness.
Hold me back. Hold me back.
He hot.
He kept saying, hold me back, Dean Thomas. Hold me back.
I'm telling you, those things are so funny. I love Super Hot Fire.
You know, when we go into fireworks shows, we learn how to go, ooh. Ah, oh, the sound of, oh, that came from rap battles. That's the official sound of success in rap battles.
It is.
Oh,
it is. Absolutely. Absolutely.
All right. So here's how it's going to work. We're going to drop a beat. I'm going to give Dean and C-Cat each a word. They have to immediately drop the beat and then, yeah, and then spit lyrical freestyle type battle rap. C-Cat, are you prepared?
As I'll ever be.
Dean, are you prepared?
I think so. As I'll ever be.
Okay. C-Cat, first of all, let's run down the list of battle names you almost went with. And by the way, you can drop the beat as well while you do this. Give us the names you almost went with.
Cat Daddy.
Cat Daddy.
Cat Daddy.
All right.
I like that.
C-Cat Roast.
Like C-Cat Roast.
Like C-S-E-E Cat Roast.
But you do understand that it's a radio show, so they can't see the spelling.
Okay. Yeah.
Continue.
Garfield. Patent pending. If I can get that.
Garfield. Patent pending.
To see if I can get that from them. C-Cat in the hat.
I like that one.
Oh, that's funny.
I like that one.
Yeah. That's I lied about how many options I had. That's all of them.
That's all of them. I lied.
Cat all Daddy right. was my favorite.
Cat all Daddy. Right,
let's turn the beat off. And here's what's going to happen. I am going to give each of you your word. You build your rap battle rhyming around it. And then I'll call time when your time is up. But you do have to spit for, get this, 35 seconds.
Oh, my goodness.
35 seconds.
Oh, my goodness.
Everyone's able to do that?
That's a long time.
That is kind of a long time.
I guess we're going to find out.
All right, let's try. Yeah. Get the dump button ready.
No, no, Dean, when I say 35 seconds, we're talking about rhyming. We're not talking about your love life.
Oh, my bad. I was about to say, man, that's a stretch.
Dean, what's your rap name?
Dean Thomas.
That's it? Yeah. That's
you know, like Mike Jones.
His rap battle name is Din.
Din.
Just the other pronunciation.
Din Thompson.
Yeah, okay. Din Thompson.
Din Thompson, yeah.
Okay. So Dean is actually going to go first. Dean's actually going to go first.
All right, let me go first.
And your word, once I spit it, you have three seconds and the music drops.
Well, let's get the beat going because like the beat didn't really drop until like a couple seconds in.
That's the thing. I'm going to give you the word. All right. And then you've got 3 seconds. The beat will drop after I give you the word.
All
you
right,
got 3 seconds to spit.
All right, drop it.
Okay, hold on. Dean, your word you must rhyme with is Niners. Okay. Like the 49ers. 3, 2, 1, spit.
Hold on, I got to make sure the beat come in. That wasn't the beat. I got to make sure the beat coming. All right, the beat about to come in.
Go.
I mess with the Niners. They from San Fran. I'm spitting. I'm kicking like I'm Van Damme. You know the truth. You know I'm stepping. You know I'm coming. I'm doing things. And see, Cat gonna be running. Yeah, I hit the spot. I do it on top. I don't run from the cops. I never drop. Yeah. I'm from the 49ers. Doing things. I wonder if your girl know you on a grinder. But I grind ya. I spit rhymes as just a reminder.
5.
And I tell you
4,
with the truth. And 3, if you mess with me, I'm going to knock out your tooth.
Oh,
damn. See, Cat, you can turn
Dino.
The music off. You can also turn your mic off and you can go home if you'd like.
You might want to leave, yeah.
That was brutal, Dean. I don't have anything to say.
Well, you better have something to say because he came at you with grinders and Niners.
Knocking out your tooth.
Knocking out your tooth. See, Cat, you're about to learn your word.
Yeah.
By the way, the rap battle today is proudly being presented by Ed Morse Automotive Group. They've always got your back. You're always backed by Morse. Unfortunately, C-Cat, they do not have your back in this rap battle. You're all on your own. You're all by your sizelf. Okay, I'm getting the clock ready. And then when the beat drops, 35 seconds, you must fill with your rhyme. C-Cat, your word is orange.
I knew it.
No, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding.
You were going to say that.
I'm kidding. I'm kissed out of the music. I'm kidding.
Oh, my. C-Cat was about to really fall. He's about to have a fit.
Nothing rhymes with orange. Orange.
Okay.
Wisconsin. Mansion. All right, C-Cat, are you ready?
I'm ready.
Your word is Chiefs, like the Kansas City Chiefs. Get ready. Here we go, and the beat drops. We get started. And go.
Dean Thomas to the Thomas. It's a big relief that you're not on the Kansas City Chiefs. You're wearing blue jeans. You're not a real fiend.
Josh, I wish you were here.
I can't breathe.
I'm not your foe. I'm your friend. But I'll still knock you out like BJ Penn.
Oh! Yes! Right at the bell.
Time's up. Yo, Claude, shut it down.
Shut it down.
I can't.
Oh, kill the music. Kill the music. Unbelievable. He just pulled a Leon Edwards.
Oh, my God.
He was dead to rights. It was over. His spirit was broken. And then he reached in his bag and found a head kick.
Oh, no.
Tina.
Oh, man, yo.
I'm crying.
Tina, how do you score this bout?
Oh, man.
Oh, my goodness. I feel like that. That's be like a draw, like that.
No.
But that last one by C-Cat. Yeah.
Dean had the ground control, but I had
C-Cat came to finish.
Dean had him 10-8 in the first four rounds. we have a majority draw. We're gonna have to run this back next week.
Yeah, we gotta run this back, man, because he hit me with the low blow.
Meanwhile, we're wondering, like, okay, he's a smart kid. He's real quiet. He's not saying anything because his mind is thinking to the very end. He's like, what rhymes with BJ Penn?
Yeah.
Right. So you were thinking what rhymes with Penn?
Yeah, that's what I got. That's
You're my friend, not my foe. You're my friend to the end. Oh, but I'll still knock you out like my name was BJ Penn.
Oh, my goodness.
He got me.
Great.
Oh, man.
Thank you, Ed Morse.
And Morse Automotive Group. Thank you. You're back.
Shut it down.
Shut it down. Backed by Morse. Oh, that's right. Ed Morse Automotive Group. Listen, this is a family-owned dealership. This is a family taking care of business and people since 1946. What you drive says a lot about you. And if what you're driving has the Ed Morse name on it, it says you expect a lot about and from your vehicle and the people that sold it to you. Ed Morse doesn't just sell vehicles. They stand behind the vehicles. And they stand behind each and every one of the more than 2 million people who drive them. That's why the family-owned and operated Ed Morse Automotive Group of dealerships has been in business since 1946. Coming up on 78 years of dedication to customers and community. When Ed Morse says they got your back, you can believe them. You are backed by Morse. Ed Morse proudly supports the Miami Dolphins and the Home Team Freestyle Rap Battle. Make sure your next vehicle is backed by Morse. Visit edmorse.com today because you're always backed by Morse. For those that don't know, Dean had a UFC fight in 2001 against Hall of Famer BJ Penn. And Dean swung with the biggest left hand of his life.
I was about to take his head off his shoulders.
And that's the last thing you remember.
Yo. I woke up in the back.
Woke up backstage.
Yep.
That's life. But you know what? You're the man in the arena. You're the man in the arena. You're not the rap freestyle battler, you know, C-Cat that pulled a cheap rhyme to get a majority draw. You're the man in the arena.
Nah, I'm okay with that. You know what I'm saying? Like, but C-Cat got me though, man.
That just made my week, my year.
Amazing. Here's exactly how that went down. C-Cat went, and what he's thinking is, oh, I'm so dead.
I wish you could have seen his face, too. Like, he was stuck. And that's why we just kept laughing. But, oh, my gosh, that was amazing, C-Cap.
And those 4 seconds of silence that were very awkward, we were afraid that he was having a breakdown, he spent in his head going, what rhymes with BJ Penn?
Blue, he said blue jeans.
Is that what you were thinking?
Wearing jeans.
Is that what you were thinking?
Yeah, pretty much.
That was even better than I thought.
Oh, my gosh.
That was even better than I thought.
Yeah, that worked.
Congratulations to both of you.
Yeah,
for the majority.
Draw.
Dean, sure. I mean, Dean had a 28-3. Dean was the Detroit Lions up 17 at halftime.
And then that
happened. What are you going to do? All right. ESPN West Palm Play, our brand new video outlet on YouTube. C-Cat, the rhyming poet, has details.
Yeah, hit that play button because ESPN West Palm is bringing you something incredible. ESPN West Palm Play, the same sports coverage you've known and loved the past 20 years. Now bringing the game to YouTube. Besides behind-the-scenes content, exclusive interviews, and all the best action anytime, anywhere for free. Subscribe ESPN West Palm on YouTube. It's all presented by Duffy Sports Grill and Lytle, Ryder, Smith, Ivy, and Fonrath. Watch us play.
You guys have heard of the Queen Bee. Of course the Queen Bee. That was Lil' Kim, right, Dean?
Yeah.
Well, we got the Queen T. What you don't realize is Monday you guys have a rematch. The winner has to face Tina on Tuesday.
There we go.
Yeah.
In the freestyle rap battle.
I'm in.
There we go.
She's going to lose sleep. She's going to be like, my favorite color's blue. I like dogs a lot. Tequila tastes good. I don't know what rhymes with Super Bowl. The home team. 2-minute warning next. ESPN 106.3.
You're listening to Josh Cohen and the home team. It's a Twin Peaks Tuesday. Twin Peaks, the ultimate sports lodge for eats, drinks, and scenic views. This is ESPN 106.3.
Twitter debate poll results coming up in just a moment. Are you tired of the Kansas City Chiefs? And who is the actual underdog? Betting line removed because there was a little dissension on this. And it does feel like people are sick of the Chiefs. I kind of want to see them lose and go away. We'll get to that coming up in a second. St. Lucie Battery and Tire, the home of honest, reliable service. A great family-owned business, local family-owned business. One location once upon a time, St. Lucie County. 17 locations today, West Palm to the Treasure Coast. So These are the people you can trust when you need things like batteries for any vehicle. And I'm talking about golf carts, side-by-sides, ATVs, jet skis. People that you can trust when you need tires, when you need brakes done, AC done, oil changes. You get an oil change faster and cheaper than the dealership where you bought your vehicle because of the cost of hourly labor. They do all those things to help you protect your second biggest investment, to save you money, and they do it in our communities and have been taking care of our people and our communities since 1970. That's 54 years of dedication to our peoples, to our communities. St. Lucie Battery and Tire, the home of honest, reliable service since 1970. Go online, slbt.com. Go get online or just pop in for all the stuff you need done for your vehicles. St. Lucie Battery and Tire at slbt.com. Real quick, before we do the Yo Mama jokes, we'll check the Twitter debate poll results, and it does come from Josh on air. Are you tired of the Kansas City Chiefs? Yes or no? Tina?
Yes, 80%.
Dean?
Yes, 74%.
C-Cat?
Yes, 60%.
C-Cat in the hat? Yes, 64%. For the real underdogs, Tina?
The Chiefs, 60%.
Dean?
The Niners, 70%.
C-Cat.
Niners, 55%.
Niners, 71%. Dean Thomas knows America.
I'm telling you.
Time for your mama, the insult championship of cringe battle. Dean, you go first.
Man, C-Cat, your mama's so fat, I took a picture of her last Christmas. It's still printing.
C-Cat, go.
Dean, you said a lot of mean things about me today. You know what your mama gave me?
What?
My best friend.
He wins again.
He wins again.
Thank you so much. Coming up next, it's Freddie and Harry. Heat and Magic, 7 o'clock tonight. We got your heat for you. And then game night from 10:30 to midnight. We are back tomorrow, of course, at 4 p.m. live. Kids, remember, every day above ground
is a good day.
So say goodnight to the bad guy.
Good night, bad guy.
Have a great night, everyone. Be safe. Be smart. Back tomorrow at 4. Home Team Time, 6 p.m.